Come, Holy Ghost, our souls inspire, and lighten with celestial fire. Thou the anointing Spirit art, who dost thy sevenfold gifts impart. Thy blessed unction from above is comfort, life, and fire of love. Enable with perpetual light the dullness of our blinded sight. Show us the Father and the Son, in thee and with thee ever one. Then through the ages all along, this shall be unending song. Praise to thy eternal merit, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
O Lord, open our lips,
and our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
Send your Holy Spirit upon us,
and clothe us with power from on high. Alleluia.
Come as God's Spirit calls us.
Lord, we come.
Come as God's Spirit calls us in gentleness.
Lord, we come.
Come as God's Spirit calls us to worship.
Lord, we come.
Come as God's Spirit calls us to action.
Lord, we come.
Lord, help us to look out and listen for your Holy Spirit. May we welcome you with open hearts and minds. Call us, inspire us, surprise us, and challenge us. Give us confidence and calm assurance. Lead us to your power and love.
Amen. What God has prepared for those who love him, he has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything. Therefore, let us in penitence open our hearts to the Lord, who has prepared good things for those who love him. You raise the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
You bring pardon and peace to the broken in heart. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You make one by your Spirit the torn and divided. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May the God of love and power forgive us and free us from our sins. Heal and strengthen us by his Spirit, and raise us to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. And the collect for this feast of Pentecost. O God, who at this time taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending to them the light of your Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things and evermore to rejoice in his holy comfort. Through the merits of Christ Jesus, our Saviour, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen.
And we turn to our psalm, Psalm 104, beginning at verse 24. How many are your works, Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea,
vast and spacious, teeming with creatures beyond number, living things both large and small.
There the ships go to and fro, and Leviathan, which you formed to frolic there.
All creatures look to you to give them their food at the proper time.
When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things.
When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to the dust.
When you send your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground.
May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works.
He who looks at the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke.
I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live.
May my meditation be pleasing to him as I rejoice in the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
And our first reading this morning comes, as is fitting on this day of Pentecost, from Acts chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They've had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Our canticle this morning is a song of Ezekiel, and we begin by saying the refrain together. The Spirit of the Lord fills the whole world. Alleluia. I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries. I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleannesses. A new heart I will give you, and put a new spirit within you.
The Spirit of the Lord fills the whole world. Alleluia.
And I will remove from your body the heart of stone, and give you a heart of flesh. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. The Spirit of the Lord fills the whole world. Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
And our second reading this morning comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, beginning at verse 26. When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. And you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning. I did not tell you this from the beginning because I was with you, but now I am going to him who sent me. None of you asks me, where are you going? Rather, you are filled with grief because I have said these things. But very truly, I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because people do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no longer. And about judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me, because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
What springs to mind when you think about the Holy Spirit? What images do you think of when you think about him? Or do you think about him? Maybe he's a she. Do you think of the third person of the Trinity as a woman? Some do. Do you think of doves or fire or wind or oil? And when you think about the Holy Spirit working in the world, do you think about people speaking in tongues or suddenly having an acute awareness of their own sinfulness and demanding to be baptized? Or someone feeling empowered to stand up and preach their socks off? This week, we celebrate Pentecost, remembering that extraordinary time when the Holy Spirit came by fire, wind, and the Word. The word Pentecost comes from the Greek word Pentecostos, meaning 50th. It was a Jewish festival celebrating the spring harvest. Luke tells us in the book of Acts that the Holy Spirit descended on 120 believers in Jerusalem, 50 days after Jesus' resurrection. The coming of the Spirit transformed those 120 believers. They became bold and courageous, confident of what they believed. They were able to say how much Jesus had impacted their lives. The Spirit enabled Peter to stand up and preach to a crowd of unbelievers with such power and conviction that 3,000 people changed their minds about Jesus and believed in him. Imagine that. 3,000 people whose lives were changed by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. 3,000 people. That's the total population of the X Valley. It's quite a story. No wonder people call Pentecost the birthday of the church. Luke describes it brilliantly. The rushing wind, the tongues of fire, the crowd thinking the believers were drunk, the mass baptism. I can see it and hear it all. And there are a couple of verses that stick out for me in our reading from Acts. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues or languages as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard their own language being spoken. Our Christian faith places great importance on words and language. We are people of the book, just like our Jewish and Muslim brothers and sisters. Words, language, and stories are important to us. Our Bible begins with the story of creation, where God sets everything into being and brings all of creation to life just by speaking a few words. And God said, over and over again, as everything came into existence. The Gospel of John re-emphasizes the importance of the Word. In the beginning was the Word. And every time we meet to worship, we do so using words and language, spoken or in song. They are of fundamental importance to us. So isn't it fascinating that what the Holy Spirit did on that Pentecostal day was to create a universal language so that language was no longer a barrier. Everyone could understand. I don't find languages easy. It's not my thing. Robert, on the other hand, has a gift for them. We can play a CD in the car teaching us Spanish. I can't remember a thing, but half an hour later, Robert is able to order a small beer and a large Rioja and a packet of crisps, and people will actually understand what he has said. I wish I could do that. Not being able to speak the language is a barrier to so many things. To be able to speak another language means that all sorts of things are much, much easier. It's easier to form friendships. It's easier to engage with another culture. But if I'm honest, one of the problems is not just that I can't remember the words. I'm actually too self-conscious to speak. I feel stupid and vulnerable, and so I don't bother. It's too much of a risk. But isn't that what the Holy Spirit required the disciples to do on that day of Pentecost? They were frightened, they were vulnerable, they weren't up to taking a risk, but the Holy Spirit compelled them to do what they probably least wanted to. In other words, she said, stop huddling together, stop playing safe, get out there, open your mouths and speak. You can't stay here. You can't be silent any longer. You felt the wind. Go, get out there. You're on fire. And Luke tells us that that is exactly what those disciples did. They had to overcome their fear, their vulnerability, their desire to stay put. They had to trust that no matter how silly or foolish or self-conscious they felt, when those words bubbled up inside them, those new, strange, scary words, it was essential that they spoke them, that they set them free, that they released them out into the world. And look what happened. As the disciples risked speaking out, the crowd heard. They were amazed. And based on what they heard, 3,000 of them took a risk as well. Despite everything, 3,000 of them heard and believed. Not everyone, but then there's always the cynic and the skeptic. But when people spoke out and some people listened, something extraordinary happened in the exchange. God breathed new, powerful, energizing, creative life. What mattered on that day of Pentecost, the birthday of the church, was not the intellect and religiosity of the disciples. What mattered was that they followed Jesus. They obeyed his instruction to stay in one place, to pray and pray and pray, and to wait for the Holy Spirit to come in power and do a new thing. What mattered was that the disciples, frightened and clueless as they were, obeyed and prompted the Holy Spirit and allowed themselves to be transformed by the wind, the fire, the breath, and the tongues of God. Everything else followed on from that. I cannot tell you how much I think we need to come together as God's people to pray and pray and pray. I cannot tell you how much I think we need to ask the Holy Spirit to teach us, shape us, make us, and send us out. I cannot tell you how much we need the Holy Spirit to give us a new language, a new vocabulary, so we can speak to this generation. We have generations of people missing. They don't understand the language we speak. We need new words of love, new words of worship. We need the wind and fire of God to challenge us, inspire us, and move us out. Dare we hear what God and the Spirit is saying? Stop hesitating. Speak. The Spirit has come. Silence is no longer an option. You are on fire. Amen.
Let's turn to prayer. Loving God, we ask for the gift of your Holy Spirit to help us to pray and speak as we ought. Holy Spirit, help us. We ask for the energy and vision of your Spirit for those who are tiring in the battle against injustice and oppression, for those exhausted by the struggle with poverty and hunger. Holy Spirit, help us. We ask for the hope and comfort of your Spirit for those whose lives are overshadowed by illness or pain. We pray especially for Pam, Jack, Jen, Catherine, Brian, Jennifer, Mavis, Jean, Jane, Alan, Dennis, Roy, Christine, Prissy, Mike, Aileen, and others known to us. Be close to them, Lord, we pray, and bear them up in their difficulties. Holy Spirit, help us. We pray for all whose lives are darkened by sorrow or bereavement. We pray especially for the family and friends of Peggy Trail, and for all those who feel the pain of bereavement, whether recent or past. We give thanks for the lives of those whom we love but see no longer. Holy Spirit, help us. We ask for the peace and joy of your Spirit, for those living in the shadow of war and violence, for those eaten up by guilt and anxiety, and whose Christian life has become hard and dry. Holy Spirit, help us. We ask for the guidance and strength of your Spirit, for those uncertain how to use their time, their talents, and their gifts, and for those tempted to do what is wrong. Holy Spirit, help us. We ask for the love and courage of your Spirit for those reaching out to comfort the distressed, for those reaching out to others with the good news of Christ. Holy Spirit, help us. Loving God, we ask for the assurance of your Spirit to know your presence with us in our daily lives, in our relationships, in our work and service, in our worship, in our times of joy and pain. Holy Spirit, help us. And as our Saviour Christ taught us, so we pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
The Spirit of truth, lead us into all truth. Give us grace to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and strengthen us to proclaim the word and works of God. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among us and remain with us, and those whom we love and pray for, today and always.
Amen.